it goes back to the tweet. Just walk in your truth. If you don't believe men deserve to have one woman, then don't be in a monogamous relationship. Find somebody that believes in that.
Walk in your truth.
And find somebody that believes in the same truth as you. Exactly.
Okay.
I think relationships are so simple. Date people with the same morals, same core values, same standards, and same beliefs.
So
men are dating women that want to be in monogamous marriages, and you have no desire to get married. Why the fuck are y'all together?
Huh?
That don't make sense to me.
Right.
You believe in polygamy, and she believes in monogamy. Why are y'all dating?
In that conversation, there is some truth to it. I don't think relationships are complicated in any way. There shouldn't be any way. I think especially when you're late on in life, and I think this is the mindset. It's one thing, again, if you're young, but if you've already been married or been in a couple of serious relationships, you ought to know that it isn't that complicated. I mean, you always have a lesson from it. And obviously, who am I to talk, right? Because I'm fucking single. But I think it's a very easy mindset that I try to go with. Because I think relationships encompass, or a lot of the troubles in relationship encompass a few things. It encompasses the battle of ideologies. I think a lot of times in relationships that people are in and are not fully happy, it comes from a mindset of the ideologies not coming aligned. And an example of that would be if you got into a marriage and your ideology of being married is doing everything together, and the other person still wanted to continue as you were before being married, then meaning having a balance and seeing friends and doing things, then that's going to be a battle that you're going to go forward having. Okay, that's an example of that. I feel another problem with relationships happens is when you suppress the desires you have. So going back to my example, if you're in a relationship and you love traveling with your friends once or twice a year, and now you're married, and now you can't do that anymore. Now you can't go see your friends or do the things that you were doing before when you were single, and you felt that was going to be a part of the experience, then that's going to cause problems in the relationship, in my opinion. People think compromising it's weird, because compromising to me is a different definition than to what other people is. It's like, for me, example of compromising is the house you live in. Do you live in a house or an apartment, or the city you live in, or what are you going to do on date night, or, you know, things like that. I think those are compromises you can make with a person. But when you have a fundamental difference, then I think when you're suppressing those desires of how you want to live, how you want to be in a marriage or a relationship, it's going to cause problems. And I think the last one is insufficient feeding of whatever it is you want to feel in a relationship. Many times what happens that I've seen in a relationship is that the things that got you to be in love with one another tend to drop off, tend to not be existent anymore. And it usually rubs the person that's not getting it anymore. So for example, if it was a guy that was courting a woman and was texting them good morning and doing all these gentleman-like things at nauseam and intoxicating that woman with that, and now that became more of a part-time thing, and then again at the levels that they were expecting from the beginning that you set, they're going to be very mad. And you have to understand that that's going to rub anybody, because at the end we all have our expectations of needs and wants in a relationship. But the problem that I see also through all of that is the lack of communication and honesty in the terms when you're having those conversations with people. So if you're telling people, hey, I like X, Y, and Z, and that person says, yep, no problem, I'll deal with it, and then 3 or 4 months into it, they're not really excited about it anymore. Then they're trying to tell you not to do it anymore. See, that person, you got to be honest with yourself with this whole process. There can't be any doubt. And I think for me, I know that's the approach I took in my last relationship. I was being honest with myself. I conveyed everything that I wanted to experience and I wanted not to deal with. And I didn't leave any stone unturned in the sense of, now, were there miscommunication aspects of it? Absolutely. And then in those moments, we were able to adjust. But I think that, you know, ultimately when you're able to have a set standard of what you want to experience in a relationship, and you can clearly set that out. And sometimes that's what happens. What I notice a lot of people in relationships, they do, is that there's this subconscious expectation. So I'll give you an example. So for many years, I used to think that the way I thought about a relationship was the same everyone thought about a relationship, as far as being selfless, as far as doing whatever for your wife makes her happy kind of deal. And even if it's something you didn't want to do or thought it was cool for you because you really love that person, you wanted to see them happy. That's not the mindset of people in relationships. And I learned that the hard way, meaning that they want to experience that, but some people are not able to give that back with the same scope of leeway and freedom. And when you realize this, then the next time around, I didn't assume anything. And that also became a problem because I didn't want to assume that something needed to be done or not be done because of X, Y, and Z reasons, because of philosophies or principles or gentlemanlike. I don't get into that anymore. The whole thing of, yeah, you want me to open a door? You let me know you want me to open doors. I'm not saying that I won't do it from you from time to time, but if that's an expectation from you, and it sounds like very kiddish shit, so I understand that sentiment as well. But the problem is that when you learn from your mistakes from the past and you see a lot of people's relationship issues, it comes down to one thing. They didn't truly convey who they really were or what they really wanted, because they were afraid of judgment, or they were afraid of not losing that person because they just feel that that person wouldn't be able to provide that for them. So the great example this lady gave was, hey, you know, you believe in polygamy, I believe in monogamy. You know that going in, so why the fuck are you going into the relationship? Because the guy probably doesn't want to lose the girl. He probably doesn't want to lose her because of polygamy. Or maybe he's going to try to change his ways and be like, well, I'm going to go ahead and give this a try. See, I think a lot of times that's what happens when we're in relationships. It's not necessarily that all these things fit. And I'm not saying it should be perfect. But I think your main components of how you want to be in a relationship. For me, I don't want to be in a relationship where you're having to check my whereabouts, or you're having to check my phone, or you're having to have this need to have reassurances about what I'm doing when I'm not around you. I think that's a fundamental mindset. I don't want to deal with people. I don't want to deal with people that get very sensitive or insecure if they're talking to the opposite sex, respectively. I'm not insecure about it, so I don't want my partner to be insecure about it, okay? And I want there to be an understanding of who we are as people, and hopefully we can connect on that level, whether it's non-monogamy, monogamy, whatever ends up being. But we have a clear conversation about how we want to operate in the relationship and own up to it. You know, like I know for me, it's very important to not be in a combative state with somebody or to feel that everything's going to be taken out on me. That's something that I'm hypersensitive, because I know the trade-off of being hypersensitive is that I'm very defensive, and not, my defensiveness gets me angry. I start saying shit and it just derails the conversation, because at the end, I don't feel that the things that are being said in a gesture of being nice to me. It's kind of an attack on me, and I'm just very, very hypersensitive to that. That's something that I grew up on, but I know that about myself. So I go ahead and convey these things. Again, I think as you get older, you understand that if you're trying to be with somebody for the long run, I'm not saying for the time now, but for the long run. Like I was talking to somebody that was single, never been married, no kids, mid-30s. And I was letting them know, hey, I hear you. And I think you're a great chick, but part-time lover is the best I can do. And they were like, you know, I'm great with kids. And, you know, I know I'm going to treat them like they were mine, and giving all this great talk. And I said, that's awesome. But guess what? I already know what that entails. I already tried blending families. I already tried doing all of that. And I'm not going to be ready for what you're asking for. I'm really not, because what you're asking for is to be a family, to create your own life with somebody. I've been there, done that, and I understand it. So I let it be known from the beginning, because think about it if I just went along. And I said, sure, I just want to have sex. I want to have company. So let's figure this out. And you kind of know that I'm in murky waters right now as far as wanting to give you definitive answers on that. But I'm dropping enough nuggets for you to want to dip your feet in the water. And I don't want to do that because I know where I'm at. I know how I sleep at night and what I think. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't think that way, both men and women. A lot of women will be like, well, you're a well-established guy. You got a lot of good things going on for yourself. And I don't, you know, I don't want to jeopardize that. You are exuding what I want to experience from a man and from a family and from a parenting perspective. So I don't want to lose that. But at the same time, I can't deal with some of the things that you want to experience in a relationship. And that's a problem for a lot of people. And I know that. And I tell people all the time, that's why my inbox is not full of women. That's why I don't have a lot of action. A lot of people coming after me like that. Because when you lay it out the way I do, and I know how different I am, there's not going to be a lot of compatibility in the spectrum of someone understanding what I want to experience. But then on top of that, being able to have a mutual understanding and then schedules aligning and all of that. So I come from a realistic point of view when it comes to my feelings on relationships. And I don't think it's complicated. And I'm not asking anybody to go ahead and kind of change their ways. I know for me to have more success, I have to be in a bigger dating pool. So somewhere like Miami, somewhere like Tampa, you will run into somebody more than likely or more people that are more thinking along your lines. So, but when you're in a smaller market, then the options are very limited. And I think that's kind of the reality of it. And I understand it. And at the same time, there's no problem because I'm happy where I'm at. And that's the most important thing. When you're happy where you're at, when you're happy with everything that's going on, there isn't any urgency for that. But it's interesting because when I hear these guys talking about this, about the simplicity of, hey, just convey, align yourself with the value system. I agree with that. I always talked about this. The personal, emotional, and sexual compatibility is very important. And when you're talking to people and you're trying to get to know people, it doesn't mean that it's going to go ahead and be all perfect because it takes a lot for a relationship to get through it. But when you are aligning yourself with the same connections, principles, and values, then it has a stronger foundation. Whereas other people are basing their relationship on the great sex. They're basing it just on having kids. They're basing it on it's just a good optics or whatever it is. You know, the person, this is what I want the world to see me with. This is the kind of lifestyle I want to see people see me with. It's not for the reasons of their internal happiness. And that's why you see a lot of people that are not happy and are miserable and are just kind of, I'm not saying that they don't love their partner because they have already invested enough, but they're not truly fulfilled in their heart the way very few people out there in the world are truly fulfilled. And I think it just comes down to that. It truly comes down to you making sure that you align yourself with people that understand you, that understand who you are. I mean, ultimately, that's what it is for me. I'm always going to let it be known that I've always want to be loved and understood for who I am as a person. If you don't know who that is, feel free to listen to these podcasts and you get an idea. Feel free to talk to me. Feel free to just hear me out in person. However you want to do it. Like, I am one of the most transparent people in the world. And I just let you know how unsuccessful getting results can be. Because people are not ready or comfortable with those conversations. And in conjunction to that, my values don't align with a lot of the people's values. Like, I don't believe in traditional monogamy gender roles. And I don't believe in legally getting married. I don't. I think, especially if you've already been married, there's no need for it. And I think, obviously, people have different definitions on the spectrum. And that's okay because it's not something that's concrete. But I know who I am and I know what I want to experience in a relationship and don't want to experience in a relationship. and I let those things be known. And if a person at my stage in life isn't able to understand that, it's one thing if you don't agree with it, that's fine, because everyone has their own desires. But if you're still not really, if you're someone in the same ballpark and you can't respect and understand my point of view and trying to coerce me into it, or trying to ask me to suppress these desires that I want to experience in a relationship, or you know that what you're doing is a facade and can only last for some time, then you're not really playing the love game as it was intended to be, which was to truly be loved for who we are and to be given that support, unconditional support and acceptance of who we are as people. That's what love is to me. You know, to be supported and to be loved unconditionally, not to be controlled, not to be manipulated, not to be abused, not to, you know, all these things that you, not for this fighting and coercing people to think the way you do. No, it's like, I don't want any of that. Some people enjoy that, but I don't, especially when you're at this stage in life. And I hope for you people out there that are having this fight of, you know, what, why is it so hard for you to get a relationship? I think ultimately you truly have to lay out your value system and you have to put it out there. As a woman, you have to put it out there. As a man, you have to put it out there. And when you do have somebody that comes, you have to heavily vet that person. You have to see what they're about. You have to see how they lived before. You have to, okay, you think the way I do? Show me. Okay, you think I do? Okay, whatever it is. Like you have, and at some point, the show, you just got to keep vetting until they cannot longer put on that show. And I'm a big fan, and you know, I'll leave with this. I know for me, it's, I believe you who you are. When you show me who you are, I believe you. And I understand there's things that have changed with people. All of us, you know, they would go through changes. But I come from the mindset that if I'm in a relationship with you for 2 years and the person and now in front of me is nowhere near the person that was in the beginning, I'm not going to hang on to that mindset of who you were in the beginning. I'm going to take you for who you are right now. And hoping that it gets better. But if you are consistent with the way you're being and it's not getting me the peace and tranquility or complementation to my happiness, then I don't want to be a part of it anymore. And I think that's where I have my blueprint. And it's something that, like I said, I don't care. It's not a top priority for me. But I think it's a reality for a lot of us to understand that you really set the tempo. And you really said it. And you got to also understand, is there a market for it? So like for women out there, when they want a man that's monogamous and they want to provide them a lifestyle, you also got to know what you're bringing to the table, right? Because you can't talk about something, but then not have nothing to offer in return. Like it's like, okay, you know, if you want a man to give you a great lifestyle, guess what? You're going to probably have to be the best version of yourself as far as attractiveness, as far as how you carry yourself. Right, you're gonna have to deal with some of their ways, and again, it's a trade-off. You don't have to. You can go back and deal with a great guy that's a teacher. You can go with a great guy that's a janitor. Right, I mean a mechanic. Great men out there. It's just that you have to understand what it is that you want to experience, and also what do you bring to the table.
If you have said out of your mouth, I am going to be in a committed relationship, I'm not going to step out on you, I know that is your non-negotiable, then I require you to live in that. If you don't, if that's not your truth, then we don't have to agree to it.
Nobody says that.
Well, yes. Absolutely, they say that.
That's like junior high school fucking I like you letters. No, it's
absolutely not. It's absolutely not. The last relationship I was in.
You said it?
Yes.
You asked it?
Yes.
That's
we have these conversations. Absolutely not.
He said
what?
So what did he say?